to the beginning of another day. Having spent quite a number of days together practicing, and perhaps for some the beginning to have a sense that there are not going to be all that many more days that we'll be beginning in this way. Sense of the retreat having a certain form, a certain structure, a certain occupying a certain place in time. And now we're at this point in the retreat. Just noticing how that is for us, what, and how that affects us. And for some, perhaps a sense of sadness that it's going to end soon. For others, a sense of relief. Tendency for the mind to begin to get caught up in forward planning. What's it going to be like? How am I going to manage? Or looking forward to things that one's going to do afterwards. This is natural enough. This is the way that the human mind is. But it can be helpful to just learn how to hold such activities of the mind in a very light, very gentle way. Our intention being to be present with what's happening right now. To notice the effect of such thoughts on the mind right now. Rather than in getting too caught up in them and believing in them and losing our hold on this moment, in the Dhamma, here and now, to be experienced in this moment. Rather than at some future time. The worldly way is to do something to achieve some future result. When I've studied this, then I'll be able to do that, then I'll have that qualification. It's a very deeply ingrained habit that we can bring into our practice also. Practicing in order to get something in the future, to be able to achieve something in the future. The sense of leaning forward, anticipating. Rather than actually practicing in the present. Practicing in order to be fully present. In order to live fully and completely with this breath, with this body, with this mind as it is now. Trusting in the Buddha, wisdom, understanding of this moment, that which knows the here and now, that which responds in the here and now. Really trusting in that capacity. Like an intuitive appreciation. Rather than an intellectual appraisal. That perhaps only sees a very small fraction, very small segment of reality. And responds accordingly. Rather than that fuller appreciation that comes from just resting in this moment, and trusting that. And during this time we've had an opportunity to just begin to experience what that's like. The difference between knowing with the whole of one's being and an intellectual knowing about, intellectual assessment. Coming to appreciate the difference in taste, the difference in quality, the taste of Dhamma, the taste of truth that happens here, now. And the taste of an intellectual appraisal, which is always slightly removed from the immediacy of this moment. This is not at all to dismiss the capacity of the intellect, the usefulness of that faculty. But more an encouragement to begin to see it more as a tool or a servant, something we use when it's appropriate, when it's necessary. And we allow the wisdom faculty to direct intellectual activity. Rather than allowing it to be the master, believing in it, giving it total power and control. Requires a leap of faith, confidence, to begin to do that. It's a very different way from the way that most of us have been trained, have been conditioned. At some level it can seem totally crazy when we've grown to trust and to rely so much on the intellect as a tool for understanding. Directing what we do, the planning, the structures, the ways of seeing, holding together a sense of our place in the universe, a concept of who and what we are, how we relate to others, how we relate to life. This awareness that separates ourselves from each other, separates ourselves from the world, and creates a sense of a separate world, a separate reality. And me in relation to it. Creating this little view which in some way feels comfortable, feels familiar. But in other ways, which makes us very vulnerable. Can't be sustained. Simply because it's in the nature of things to change. Having been born, they die. The body, the mind, the thoughts, the concepts. The whole of conditioned reality. Having been born, it dies. Continual process of being born and dying. Conditions arising and ceasing. We fully understand the nature of conditions. We can flow with them, we can allow them to change according to their nature. Not holding to a fixed view. Our refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha, our refuge in this moment, this point of awareness. Which is the only certainty, the only thing that we can really know for sure. We can recognize memories as they arise in the moment. We can recognize the tendency to plan for the future as it arises in the moment. We can recognize the effect of these in the moment. But realizing that how we remember things is only a partial view of something that happened. It's not happening now. And that the future, we can't possibly know what's actually going to happen. There's no certainty. No certainty even that we'll take the next breath. And the only refuge is in this moment, this breath, this body, this mind as it is now. So during the day, just continuously re-establishing that present moment-by-moment awareness. And coming to the breath, coming to the body. Noticing the state of mind. Noticing the mind objects and creating space around these. Recognizing the tendency of the mind to pull forward into the future, or to linger in the past. And just understanding that that's what's happening right now. Learning how to use the mind skillfully. The capacity, the reflective capacity of the mind. Sometimes it's helpful to consider things that have happened, to learn from what happens to us. Now that was good. Now that wasn't so good. Learning from our mistakes, learning from the things that brought a good result. Learning how to use the mind skillfully to plan for the future and taking into account the likely course of events. Learning how to hold it very lightly, to pick it up when it's appropriate, to put it down when it's not necessary. And seeing that we actually can spend much more time in the present. Just resting, this present moment by moment awareness. Not bound into the past or bound into the future. Sense of freedom. To live this moment, finding huge amounts of more energy, vitality, delight, and vibrancy, presence. Rather than living life through a veil of concepts, ideas, dreams, memories. So these days we've been cultivating a taste of Dhamma, coming to appreciate that taste. Dhamma beautiful in the beginning, beautiful in the middle, beautiful in the end, this delight of presence. And coming to trust it more and more. trusting our capacity to know, to respond in this moment. Rather than from a carefully constructed, tightly held to strategy about something which may never happen. Or locked into some memory, some image of who and what we were, who and what we should be or should have been. The Buddha, the Sugato, the Tathagata, thus come, thus gone, welfarer, yeah. who lives lightly, who walks lightly on this earth, relinquishing the past, living in the present, here and now. Meeting each moment with an attitude of alertness, attentiveness, interest. Confident in the capacity to appreciate, to appraise, to know, and to respond. In accordance with Dhamma, accordance with truth, bestowing blessings, we can sit quietly together, gently guiding, directing the mind to this moment. How is it right now? This is how it is.